Hi, and welcome to podcast number 9 from Blue Lotus Yoga with me, Jill Amerson. So just in case you're wondering about the sequencing of the podcast, then the podcast sequence does include the podcasts on the e-store, which are the live classes. So feel free to visit those at podbean.com. And also, you might be pleased to know that just to make it a little easier for you, these free podcasts are now hooked up with iTunes. So if you go onto your iTunes website and then put my name, Jill Amerson, into the search box, then it should come up my little page of podcasts. And if you press the subscribe button, then every time I upload a new podcast and then you visit your iTunes page, then it should automatically download to you. So it makes life a lot easier. So, and also I don't even need to remind you there's new podcasts available. They just appear for you. So today's podcast is all about backbending. And in the newsletter that I just recently wrote, I was explaining in that it's great in this season of summer to uplift our moods, open the hearts, and backbending does exactly that. It's a joyous, heart-opening experience. And hopefully during these warmer summer months, we feel warmth from the sunshine on our skins. And by doing a backbending class, we boost our circulatory system by opening the heart channels through the practice and bring sunshine into the lives of others by sharing the joy that we experience on our mats when we take the leap outside. So that's today's podcast. So you might want to consider possibly getting a block or a blanket to assist you in the practice today. Just having that ready by the side of you. And I think that's probably all that you'll need. So let's settle ourselves down into child's pose and prepare for this joyous, heart-opening experience. Namaste. So settling yourself down into child's pose and letting your knees move out a little wider than your hips, out towards the edges of your mat, letting your big toes continue to touch and the toes point back to the back edge of your mat. Either bringing your forehead to rest onto a block, onto cupped hands by resting on your elbows, or stacking your fists, resting your forehead on there, or laying your palms flat like a little pillow, resting there, or even just bringing your intuitive center, the Ajna chakra, that space between your eyebrows, down onto the earth. Then you can reach your fingertips back towards your heels, let your shoulders release, and just begin to move inwards, finding a steady, even Ujjayi breath. So breathing as though you're breathing right into the hollow base of your throat. That as you inhale, that space draws back. And as you exhale, that space softens. So you're almost making the sound as if you had a seashell up to your ear and you can amplify the wave of breath. So just getting connected to that rhythmic wave. And in the intro to this class, I was talking about how we can bring sunshine into the lives of others by sharing the joy that we experience in our practice. So as you continue to find that steady Ujjayi pranayama, I'd love to share with you some words of wisdom from Eknath Eswaran. And he said, "I don't think any sensitive person can be satisfied with having fun, no matter how much of it we may cram into our lives. Our need is not for pleasure, but for joy, a deep sense of fulfillment that not only never leaves us, but actually increases with the passage of time. Fun is living for ourselves. Joy comes from living for others, giving our time and love to a purpose greater than ourselves. So bearing those words of wisdom in mind, just in your mind's eye now, I'd love for you to bring in the image of someone who needs some joy in their life right now. Perhaps it's someone who has had a lack of energy, had a lack of motivation recently, perhaps a relative or a friend, someone who's been feeling perhaps a little bit down and unhappy with their lot. So perhaps you can just visualize them sitting there at the front of your mat. And I'd love for you to offer your practice to that person. So as we practice and begin to open our heart channels, we can then begin to radiate that joy out, sharing it with that person who is more in need of the joy. So just taking another couple of even rhythmic breaths, allowing that joy to radiate outwards with each exhale. And then we're going to move slowly into our first posture, into Anahata Asana. So just a gentle heart opening. So just rising up so that you're onto all fours with your hips directly over your knees. Knees stay hips distance apart. Toes continue to point back towards the back edge of your mat. Heels of the hands just right underneath your shoulders. And try to avoid rocking the hips forward. So keep the hips nice and steady over the knees. And then you're very simply going to walk your hands away towards the front edge of your mat, keeping the hands shoulder width apart, or even a little wider if shoulders feel tight. And then you simply begin to allow the back of your heart to melt towards the earth. So with each exhale, heart is melting. Ears are probably somewhere in between the biceps. And you're just encouraging a release. So letting that notoriously tight space in the upper to middle to upper back just begin to release, soften, and melt towards the earth. Keeping that steady, even rhythm of Ujjayi. Spread out your fingers, reach through each fingertip, spread them out, push the heels of the hands forwards, let your shoulders release down into the middle back. Then as you next inhale, just press the pads of those fingers and heels of the hands down, draw yourself up, so that you're back into an all fours position again. As you inhale, extend the heart, lift the tail to the sky, slightly dipping in the back. And as you exhale, you're going to round the spine, letting the neck completely empty. As you inhale, extend the spine, squeeze the shoulders down into the back, roll the fronts of your shoulders back. And as you exhale, round, drawing the navel up towards the spine. Inhale and extend. And exhale, one more cat-like arc of the spine. Part the lips a little bit. Relax the face. Great. As you inhale, coming back to a neutral position with the spine. And you're going to step your right leg forwards between the hands. So gently sweeping that foot ahead, bringing your hands up onto the top of the right knee so that you're in a low lunging position. Feel free to turn under the left toes if you need a little bit more stability. Draw the tail in, lift the navel up, roll your shoulders back so it feels like your shoulders are right over your hips. Then you can begin to push that right shin bone a little bit further forwards so you sink a little deeper into the hips. and begin to open into that left hip flexor. Let's take the left arm straight up to the sky, really reach up through the left fingers, and then drop the left forearm behind the back of the neck. Bring the right hand up onto the top of the left elbow, and just encourage that left elbow across more centrally behind the back of the neck. Then you can also just push down a little bit, like your left fingertips are reaching down into the middle of your back. Let's steady the left hand just where it is, and then take the right arm out to the right, revolve the thumb down to the floor, and then bring the hand up the back. So you're aiming to bring your fingertips together. If that's not working for you today, just grab hold of your sweater. But you're almost slightly leaning back, keeping that navel lifted so you don't disengage from your core, and keep the tail moving in. Just a couple of nice deep breaths here. Opening the shoulders, opening the hips. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, gently release. Bring the hands forwards and slide that right foot back. We're going to do exactly the same with the other side. So left foot steps forwards between the hands. Get steady and then bring the hands up onto the top of your left knee. Those back toes can tuck under, remember, if you need more stability. Then begin the process of stabilizing the foundation. So draw your tail in, draw the navel up, lift the heart, roll the shoulders back and down. And then you can begin to push slightly through that left shin so that you begin to work into the right hip flexor. Taking the right arm straight up to the sky, and then dropping the forearm behind the back of your neck. Using your left hand on top of the right elbow to guide the right elbow across and then down. Good, breathing gently. Then left arm out to the left, rotate the thumb to the earth, and then bring the hand up the back, finding fingers or holding your sweater. Keep that pelvic stability, keep the heart buoyant, the chin parallel to the floor, the crown of the head reaching to the sky. One more full breath. And at the end of that exhalation, release the hands. Bring the hands forwards and down. Slide that left leg back. Tuck under your toes. Spread your fingers. Rock your bum back towards your heels. And then press back into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Keep those fingers really spreading and the creases in your wrists parallel to the front edge of your mat. Feel as though you're sliding your thumbs towards each other so that you feel that squareness and stability in your shoulders. The navel still drawing in and up with that soft rhythmic ujjayi breath. Bent knees or straight legs. As you inhale, bring the shoulders forwards, coming into the top of a push-up plank position. Press the floor away strongly. Lift the side waists. Lift the back of the heart away from the floor. But extend the crown of the head and the heels away from each other. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, you can lower the knees first if you would like to. Otherwise, just the elbows bend inwards, grazing your side ribs, as you lower yourself all the way down onto your belly. Keep the toes pointing back behind you. Click all 10 toenails down into the floor. Press the pubic bone down. Anchor the legs enough so that as the toenails press down, the shin bones lift away from the floor. Extend the crown of your head away from your toes, and then as you inhale, take the arms out to the side to shoulder height, just like an aeroplane, and begin to lift the torso away from the floor. Keep the chin slightly tucked to the chest, so you're leading with the heart, leading with the crown of the head. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, gently release down, bring the hands back alongside the chest, and press back to downward facing dog. Step the feet on the midline of your mat. As you inhale, let's take the right leg straight up to the sky. Spread out the right toes. Push through all four corners of the right foot and let that left heel continue to gravitate towards the earth. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, squeeze knee to navel and then place the right foot between the hands. Swivel the back heel down. So as you look down, you've got heel arch alignment roughly with that right heel and the left arch of the foot. You're going to begin to straighten the right leg. Bring the right hand onto the right shin, or keep the right hand down on the floor on the outside of the right ankle, and then sweeping the left arm up and opening into Trikonasana, into triangle pose. Steady, even breaths here. Keeping the center seam of that right leg parallel with the sky so you can see the line that runs from that second right toe all the way up through the front of the shin, through the knee, and up towards the hip. It's okay to let that left hip roll slightly forwards, but keep rolling the left shoulder back, looking up, reaching up if it's appropriate for your neck. If not, then look straight ahead or down at your right toes. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, lay your left arm alongside the left hip. Bend the right knee. Stretch your right fingers forwards down onto the earth. Now, a good 6 to 8 inches in front of the right foot, off towards the baby toe side, look down. Prepare to lift into Ardha Chandrasana half moon. So stepping the back foot in and lifting the leg up to the sky. Get steady. When you find that stability, reach up with your left fingertip. So you've got one long span, wrist to wrist. Radiate through your left toes. Push through all four corners of the feet again, so that left raised leg is lovely and active. If you're wanting to go a little step further now to open the left quadricep, softly bend your right knee, just micro bending just a little bit. Then you can begin to move your left heel in towards your left buttock, so the back knee is also bending. Then taking your left hand back to find your left ankle. Continue to open the heart to the sky and breathe. Take one more breath, and if you're holding the ankle, gently release. Bring the left hand down to the floor and step the left leg straight back so you're into a lunging position again over the right knee. Lower the left knee straight to the floor. Rock the hips back a little bit. Walk the hands back, coming into Ardha Hanumanasana. So you're beginning to straighten the right leg just as far as feels appropriate for you, coming towards the heel of that foot. And pointing your right toes back towards your face. Extending your heart forwards and drawing the outside edge of that right hip slightly back behind you. Breathe. Wonderful. Take an in-breath. And then as you exhale, bend the right knee, moving back towards a lunge. And you're going to place the hands on the floor and slide that right leg straight back behind you. So the heels of the hands are under your shoulders. And that right leg is about hip height. Toes pointing down, pushing the heel away. Extend the crown away from your heel again. Create some traction down the spine. And then begin to squeeze your right heel in towards your butt. And if you're steady, you can take your left hand back, finding the right ankle. Begin to push the left side of your chest forwards as you kick your right heel away, coming into Ardha Kneeling Dhanurasana. So it's like a half bow in a kneel. Good. Take an in-breath. Good. And as you exhale, gently release. We're going to do that half bow on to the other side. So taking the left leg straight back behind you, Extend it out first, gather some length, and then you squeeze the heel into the butt. Take your right hand back to find your left ankle or toes. Try to keep the shoulders square, so keeping the right side of the chest pushing forwards, and begin to kick your left heel away from your butt, opening into this beautiful arc. Good, take an in-breath as you exhale, release gently, and press back, downward facing dog. Feel free to sway the hips, mobilize the spine, give the head a little shake, pedal through the heels, release any tension from the shoulders, from the hips, and we're going to do that little sequence on the other side. So feet together on the mat, please. As you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. Try not to sink in your middle, so keep that navel drawing in and up. Keep the side waist lifting away from the floor. Keep the armpits lifting away from the floor. Spread out through the toes. As you exhale, squeeze the left knee to navel and place that left foot between the hands. Swivel the back heel down, preparing to lift into Uttita Trikonasana. So full triangle pose, reaching your right hand straight up to the sky. One long line between the wrists. Enjoy that span, the openness across the collarbones. Look down for stability, lining up again that second toe with the shin bone, with the knee, with the hip, and revolving the heart and the left kidney around and up to the sky. Look up if it's appropriate, or look down or forwards, but feeling as though you're still connecting your tailbone with the crown of your head. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, lower that right hand alongside right hip, and you're going to gently bend the left knee. Place the left fingers down on the floor, 6 to 8 inches, baby toe side of the left foot, and then step up, finding Ardha Chandrasana. Radiating through the right four corners of the foot. So really keeping that back leg engaged and extending the crown of the head forwards. If you're steady, you can reach your right hand up to the sky. And again, we should find that lovely span across the collarbones. Make sure that the shoulders aren't rolling up to meet your ears. Keep the shoulders rolling back away from your ears and down into your back. Micro bend your left knee if you'd like to do that quad opening. Bend the right knee a little. Reach back with your right hand. Find the right ankle. And then as you root down through your left fingertips and the roots underneath your left foot, then you can begin to roll open even more, beginning to kick the heel slightly away from your right buttock so that you create that beautiful arc in the spine. Take one more breath. Then as you exhale, gently release if you're holding the ankle, bring the right hand down. Step the right leg back so you find yourself into a lunging position over that left leg. Rock the hips back, walk the hands back a little bit towards the hips, and then work towards straightening the left leg. Left toes point back towards your face. Extend the heart forwards, lifting that outside edge of your left hip up and back into space. Keep the navel drawing in and the shoulders moving down. Take an in-breath in Ardha Hanumanasana, and as you exhale, we're going to place the hands flat and slide that left leg back, straight back behind us. Bring the leg straight back and up about hip height. We're coming into that kneeling half bow once again. So squeeze the left heel in towards your butt and begin to reach back with your right hand. Right side of chest moves forwards, the left heel kicks away. Good. Push the sole of the foot up to the sky. Gently release and let's switch sides. Right leg reaches back. Squeeze the heel into the butt. If you can't quite reach your foot yet, then that's okay. Just keep pressing the sole of the foot up to the sky. Leave both hands on the floor. Otherwise, you're reaching your left hand back to meet your right ankle and pushing the sole of the right foot to the sky as you encourage your shoulders to stay square to the front edge of your mat. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, gently release and press back to downward facing dog. Take an in-breath here, ground through the hands, ground through the feet. And then as you exhale, coming forward through plank position and lowering yourself all the way down onto your belly. Click those toenails down again, enough so the legs engage, the shins and kneecaps lift away from the floor, the pubic bone anchors down so you can extend the heart forwards. Take your arms forwards this time. Turn the palms in so they're parallel and the thumbs point up towards the sky. Your ears are kinder in between your biceps, so the chin is slightly drawing towards your chest. With the legs engaged, the pubic bone anchored, as you inhale, gently lift the heart away from the floor. Try not to poke your chin forwards. Keep it slightly tucked so you can feel that lovely long length all along the back of the neck, creating this wonderful arc from the crown of the head all the way down to the backs of your heels and tippy toes. Take one more breath. Great work for the abdominal muscles too here in Salabhasana. And then as you exhale, gently release down to the floor. Press the hands alongside the chest and press yourself up through all fours. And then I'd love for you to set yourself up once again for the second wave in Anahata Asana. So exactly where we began a few moments ago. Walking your hands forwards, either shoulder width or slightly wider, keeping your hips over your knees and offering your heart to the earth. Just gently breathing, and you still find that steady rhythmic flow of Ujjayi. So letting the back door to your heart just simply soften and melt. If you feel there has been some release around this area of tightness in your back, you might find that your forehead naturally rests on the earth, or even your heart space might connect with the earth. And if that is the case, then feel free to extend your chin forwards so that the underside of your throat is gently stretching across the earth. If this causes any discomfort in your neck though, please don't go there. So just be mindful. We're trying to open space, not cause tightness anywhere else. So just make sure everything feels comfortable if you're heading down that road. Taking one more full breath. And then very gently walking your hands in to all fours again. Tuck your toes under and press back to downward facing dog. Just to neutralize the spine, draw the navel in, let your head gently extend, scoop the elbows out to the sides, flaring them slightly and then scooping them under and straightening the arms so that your arms are framing your head. And the space around your shoulders as you slide your thumbs towards each other, creating that squareness. Rise high onto your tiptoes as you inhale. Step one foot and then the other into the space between your hands. Lengthen the spine as you land. And then bow and fold. Feeling as though the inner seams of your thighs are reaching back behind you. The sit bones are spreading wider as the outside edges of your shins squeeze inwards. Root down as you inhale, rise up to the sky, reach the hands above the head, and as you exhale, bring the hands down in front of the heart space, standing in Tadasana for a moment. Let's interlace the first three fingers, so just your index fingers are pointing up towards the ceiling like a little church steeple. You can crisscross your thumbs if you'd like to. As you inhale, take the arms straight up to the sky. And as you exhale, Bend your knees as though you're sitting into a chair. Let the arms come down so the fingers point down towards the floor just by your knees. As you inhale, arms come up, lift the heart, and as you exhale, sink your butt down a little bit more, bring the hands down once more, inhaling, bringing the arms up, lifting the heart, lengthening the spine, and as you exhale, sink the butt down a little bit more, bring the hands down. Hands in front of the heart space. Take an in breath, and as you exhale, bringing the left elbow to the outside of your right knee. You can either keep your hands in that prayer position, or you can make a little fist with your left hand and press the palm of your right hand down onto it so that your left elbow moves against the outside of the right knee and the right knee pushes against the left elbow, creating this leverage to enable you to roll your heart around the right and up to the sky. Beautiful. Looking, taking a look at the right elbow. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, come back to center. And let's just straighten the legs and begin to fold and bow towards the earth once again. Root down, spread those feet. Take an in-breath, rise all the way up to standing. And as you exhale, bring the hands down through the midline in front of the heart space once again. Taking Sipana Mudra, the first three fingers are interlaced. The index finger is pointing up to the sky like it's a little steeple. Bring the arms forwards and up as you inhale. And as you exhale, sit down into chair position. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, sink the hips. Bring the hands down towards the knees, but keep bending the knees. Inhale, rising the arms up, sinking the hips. Exhale, and bring the hands down. Inhale, arms stay straight, reach up. And as you exhale, this time bring the hands down in front of the heart space, twisting the opposite way, right elbow to the outside of left knee, and breathe. Creating that leverage, right elbow presses, left knee presses against right elbow to encourage that rotation. Take an in-breath, coming into center, and as you exhale, release and fold over the legs. Inhale, looking out with a flat back. And exhale, and stepping back through plank position, lowering all the way down onto your belly. As you inhale, rising up into upward facing dog or cobra. And then on the exhale, rocking back to downward facing dog. Feet together as you inhale, right leg lifts to the sky. And as you exhale, place that right foot between the hands. You're going to revolve both feet around towards the long edge of your mat. And bring your hands around at the same time, finding a wide angle forward fold. So walk your hands forwards so that your fingers can either be on a block or the heels of the hands right underneath the shoulders for now. Legs are a good legs length apart. Spread out your feet. Make sure that you're really engaging under the mound of the big toe so that you don't roll everything onto the outer edge of the ankle. Take an in-breath. Extend the crown away from your tail, looking down towards the floor. And then as you exhale, walk your hands back and begin to bow the crown of the head down towards the earth. Feel as though you're squeezing up through the inner seams of the legs and allowing your pelvis to tilt and taking the crown of the head down towards the earth. With your fingers walking back, squeeze the elbows in towards the midline. The elbows are pointing back into that space behind you. The shoulders are lifting up into the back. Lovely. You can either hold it here, or if you're steady, bring your hands around the back, interlace the fingers just behind your sacrum. Take an in-breath, lift up halfway with the torso, keeping the hands on the lower back. And then as you exhale, lift the hands away from the lower back and then begin to fold from your hips, taking the head back down and bringing the arms overhead into Passarita Paddottanasana C. Couple of gentle, even breaths there, emptying all the tension out of the neck and the shoulders, letting it release. Take an in-breath, bring yourself gently back up, bring the hands onto the hips. And you're going to walk your fingers around towards your right foot and your right toes forwards. And bend the right knee so you're moving into a lunging position. Anchor the back heel and foot down onto the floor. Take an in-breath, take the arms out to the sides and come all the way up into Virabhadrasana 1. So the chest and the hips nice and square to the front edge of your mat. Drawing the tail in, lifting the navel, lifting the heart, radiating through the fingers. Looking up if it's appropriate for you, but keep that right shin pushing forwards. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, work towards straightening the right leg and bring the arms down to your sides and back around, taking opposite elbows or reverse namaste with the hands. Take an in-breath. As you exhale from the hips, you're hinging forwards, stopping where ever feels appropriate for you. So listen to how your hamstrings and your lower back are feeling here as we begin to move forwards into Parsvottanasana. So we're aiming here to lift the outside edge of that right hip up and back into space, extending the spine rather than feeling as though you ought to be able to kiss your knee. Take an in-breath. Gently coming back up, micro bend the right knee as you're moving back up again. Keep the hands where they are, and we're going to swivel the feet in the opposite direction. So turning towards the back of your mat, turning your left toes out and turning your right toes in a little. Take an in-breath, take the arms out to the sides, up to the sky, and as you exhale, bend the left knee up to 90 degrees. Bringing the outside edge of your right chest forwards, the outer right hip forwards. Drawing the left hip slightly back, but the tail moves in. The navel lifts in and up, and you can look up. Proud warrior reaching up. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, burst the arms out to the sides. Begin to work towards straightening the left leg. Taking reverse namaste or opposite elbows, forearms or wrists. Take an in-breath, and on the exhale from the hips, so keeping the legs as straight as feels appropriate for you, just folding forwards as far as feels good. So we don't want to be feeling any discomfort in the hamstrings or in the lower back. Trying to square up and align the hips. So outer edge of that left hip up and back into space. Rolling the right hip forwards and down. Taking an in-breath, coming all the way up. And as you exhale, let the arms release and revolve around back to the front of the mat. Taking the hands down to the floor, either side of that right foot, and stepping back to downward facing dog. As you inhale, take the right leg up to the sky. Squeeze the knee to the navel and place the right foot between the hands. Lower the left knee down onto your mat. Going to take your left hand out to the side, just off the edge of your mat a little, and lean out onto that hand. Take your right hand onto the top of the right knee. So you're in this lunge, but almost beginning to move into a twist towards your right side. Squeeze your left heel in towards your butt. And if it's okay for you, then reach back with your right hand. Take hold of your toes or your ankle. So you're leaning out on your left hand, lifting the heart to the sky, but at the same time, you're beginning to kick that back heel away, working into the hip flexor and the left quad. Lovely. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, release, bring the hands back and forward, the hands back down to the earth, and step back to downward facing dog. We're going to do exactly the same with the other side. So as you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. Step the foot through gracefully between the hands. Lower the back knee down. Take the right hand off your mat. Left hand on top of the left knee. Let's find some alignment first before we start to roll open. So create some stability. Draw the tail in. Draw the navel in and up. Extend through the crown of the head. And begin to lean back a little bit. Rolling that left shoulder open onto the weight of the right hand. And then squeezing your right heel in, reaching back to find the toes or the ankle, and rolling the heart to the sky. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, then gently release, and once again, step it back, downward facing dog. Inhaling, coming forwards to plank position, and as you exhale, bent knees or straight legs, Chaturanga Dandasana or lowering to the earth. As you inhale, coming up to upward dog or cobra, and on the exhale, downward facing dog. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, lower both knees down onto the floor. So walk your hands in and come to an upright kneeling position. So you can tuck your toes under behind you for extra stability. You're going to keep your knees directly underneath your hips. With your right arm, as you inhale, bring it into the midline and make a full big circle. And as you exhale, taking it around the back, placing the heel of your hand onto the pelvic rim. Doing the same with the left. As you inhale, the arm moves into the midline, making a big circle, opening the shoulder. And as you exhale, take the hand around the back onto the pelvic rim. So draw the tail in, draw the navel up, squeeze the shoulders down and into the midline. So you're plugging the back door of the heart as we set up for Ustrasana, camel pose. So as you inhale, keep that stability in your pelvis, lengthen the crown away from your tail, move the tail into the body as you exhale, and begin to move into that lovely arc. You can either let your chin keep moving towards your chest, or gently begin to look up towards the sky, taking the head back a little bit. If you want to reach back with your hands down onto your heels, then go for it. Taking 5 regular breaths here. So as you're inhaling, feel as though your heart is expanding and opening, and as you're exhaling, you're able to soften in the back and let the front body just rest into the support and the stability of the back body. Try to keep your hips moving forwards so that you don't lose that stretch in the hip flexor. So we're keeping the pelvis stable and lifting out of the pelvis in the lower back as opposed to hinging from that space and creating compression. Taking one more full breath. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, gently coming back up, coming forwards, and once again, finding Anahata Asana, the heart opening pose. So offering your heart to the earth. And remembering about decompressing the upper vertebrae in the neck. So if it's not nice for you to extend the chin forwards, then don't go there, just rest on your forehead. Enjoy a couple more breaths. And then walking your hands back in so that you're into an all fours position. Knees are going to stay hips distance apart. So we're going to take a little variation on Balasana actually now. So we're going to do a twisting child's pose. So I'd love for you to begin to take your left hand and left armpit towards your right knee so that your left shoulder and left cheek come down onto the earth. If you can, reach that left hand back to find your right ankle. Keep the right arm extending so the forearm is off the floor and the fingertips are reaching forwards so that you can twist and look under your right armpit. Good stuff, huh? Feels good. Lovely. So bringing yourself back to center. And we're going to do exactly the same, twisting child on the other side. So this time it's the right hand, right armpit that walk back towards the outside edge of your left knee. Keep the left arm extending forwards so that you can twist and look under your left armpit. Taking a full breath there. Trying to reach that right hand back to find your left ankle if you can. Well done. Gracefully releasing and mindfully coming back to downward facing dog. Stepping the feet together as you inhale, the right leg is going to stroke the sky. Squeeze knee to navel, then you're going to place the right foot between the hands. Anchor that back heel down. Bend the right knee as you inhale, rising up into Virabhadrasana 1. And as you exhale, take the arms back down towards the hips, begin to straighten that right leg. Just setting yourself up now so that your hips and shoulders are square to the front of the mat, both legs are straight. Take your right hand onto your right hip crease. Lift your left hand up to the sky, setting up for Pavrita Trikonasana, revolving triangle. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, bringing that left hand either onto the right shin, onto a block or the floor on the baby toe side of the right foot, onto the top of the right foot, and providing you don't have any lower back issues, you can take your left hand to the baby toe side of the right foot. You can slide that hand out of the hip crease and rest it on the sacrum, or you can assist the alignment of the hips by using your thumb in the hip crease and gently guiding that right hip slightly back and up behind you. Extend the crown away from your tail and then reaching your right hand to the sky into the full revolving pose if you're steady. Spread the toes, try not to grip onto the earth. Squeeze the kneecaps up. And from here, we're going to move into the revolving Ardha Chandrasana pose. So wherever your left hand is, take it forwards now. So it's probably a good 6 to 8 inches in front of your right foot, but you're lining your fingers up with your left shoulder. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, then you're going to step all your weight onto the right leg and lift the left leg off the floor. Try to keep the hips nice and square so you're not letting the left hip dip lower than the right. Keep it stable. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, then revolve your heart towards your right as you keep the left heel lifting and the toes spreading. You can take the right hand up to the sky if you'd like to. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, then lower the back leg gently, bring the right hand down and step it back to downward facing dog. We're going to take those twisting poses onto the second side. So from downward facing dog, feet together, as you inhale, the left leg lifts to the sky. And as you exhale, you're going to step that foot between the hands. Anchor the back heel down. As you inhale, take the arms out wide and up to the sky, Virabhadrasana 1. Work towards straightening the legs. As you exhale, the arms come down. Left hand into left hip crease. Right hand reaches up to the sky, shoulders and hips square. Inhale. As you exhale, you're folding from your hips, bringing that right hand to the left shin, to the baby toe side, to the top of the foot, or to the big toe side of the left foot. Get some extension first. Make sure you're rooted and grounded with an in-breath, and then on the exhale, then the heart rolls open towards your left, and your left hand can reach up to the sky. A couple of steady, even breaths. Take an in-breath and an out-breath. Release the shoulders into the back. And on your next exhale, then gently release your left hand back to the sacrum or the hip crease. Walk your right fingers forwards. So the fingertips are lining up with your right shoulder. Taking a step up, letting your right leg fly. Take a moment to get grounded and balanced. Align the hips, so don't dip down on that right side. And then you can begin to twist the torso to your left as you reach your left hand back to the sky again, into Parvrita Ardha Chandrasana. Taking an in-breath. Good. And as you exhale, then gently releasing and coming back to down dog. On the next in-breath, find some length. On the out-breath, release your knees down to the floor. You're going to bring your knees together. Part your ankles out to the sides so that as you sit your butt down towards the earth, you're sitting down with your bum in between your ankles into Virasana, into hero pose. So feel free to take some extra blocks or padding underneath your seat, particularly if you're feeling any kind of resistance around the inner or outer of the knee here. You want to make sure that you've got some elevation to take any strain out of the knees and the hips. Breathing gently, spreading out the toes. So as you look at your toes now, I'd love for you to try not to sickle your feet. In other words, try not to point your toes inwards. We want to line that second toe up again with the top point of the heel. So it's like we're squeezing the inner ankles against the outer hips and spreading all of the toes across the earth. If you're comfortable here, you might want to work towards a couple more preps for back bends. So we're going to work towards Supta Virasana. So if you would like to begin to recline, then feel free just to walk your hands back and begin to point your elbows back behind you so that you can then maybe even consider lifting your tail a little bit, extending your tail towards your knees and coming down onto your forearms or even all the way down onto your back. If you're all the way down onto your back and you want to extend your arms back behind you, feel free to go ahead, either reaching them straight out, keeping them shoulder width apart, or you can take hold of opposite elbows and just let the elbows flare out to the sides and the shoulders move into the back. So if you're just enjoying the upright hero version, stay exactly where you are. If you're now reclining in Supta Virasana and you would like to have a go at Pariyankasana, then we're going to do the first stage of that posture. So I'd like for you to bring yourself up so that you're kind of halfway reclining. So you're, in other words, you're kind of on your forearms and your hands are going to take a hold around the arches of your foot. So your tail lengthens towards your heels, your navel draws in and up. Then you're going to lift your heart up to the sky as you would for fish pose. And then begin to take the crown of your head back towards the earth. So you shouldn't feel as though there's any weight on the head here. It's all the action, the support is in the arms and shoulders. So you're rolling the shoulders back and down into the back. If this is comfortable for you and you feel you would like to go on to the second stage of Pariyankasana, then stay in this position. You take the hands away, so there's a little bit more weight perhaps onto the crown of the head, and then you take your hands around and clasp the elbows over the head. Elongate the upper arms out of the shoulders so that the elbows begin to move down towards the earth. And this is Pariyankasana too. So just creating that wonderful heart opening. Just taking a couple of breaths in whichever version of Virasana that you're using, just feel now as though you can take a couple of extra breaths, breathing that joyfulness out of your heart and into that person who is in need of your joy. Good, taking an in-breath and beginning to bring yourself out of whichever variation you were doing and bringing yourself up and over to all fours. So you might want to consider, if you were doing a Virasana version, just to lift your shins, give your toes a wiggle, give your ankles a little circle, just to bring the circulation back down to the feet. And then we're going to crisscross the ankles, rock the hips back and extend the legs out ahead, bend your knees and ease yourself mindfully down onto your back with bent knees. So we're going to work towards full wheel pose. Sometimes this pose is called Chakrasana or sometimes Urdhva Dhanurasana, so the full back bending pose. We're going to do it in a couple of different stages. We're going to start with half bridge. So walk your heels in towards your bum, so your ankles are right underneath your knees. Knees and ankles hips distance apart. Let's initially just make our arms like little robot arms. So the backs of the upper arms are pressing on the floor, the forearms lift, and the fingertips even point up towards the sky. As you press the backs of your arms down, feel as though you're able to almost squeeze the upper inner arms in towards your side ribs so that you get the action of the shoulders moving down into the back and the fronts of the shoulders rolling open. Draw the navel in a little bit, extend your tail, and then begin to lift your bum off the floor until you've got a straight line like a ski slope from knees to shoulders. Just keep that action in the arms, that plugging of the heart. And that's the same action that we've taken in a few of the poses now in these back bend poses. And we're going to continue to take working towards this full back bend pose. On your next exhale, gently releasing and coming out. If you want to repeat that a few more times, feel free. You can just work with whatever stage you're comfortable with. If you want to go on, we're going to come into Setu Bandhasana now, the full bridge pose. So keep the arms down flat alongside the hips, feet and knees in exactly the same position, hips distance apart, ankles under knees. Take an in-breath, squeeze the shoulders down into the back, roll the shoulders back slightly, as though you're squeezing the shoulder blades towards the mid-back, and then begin to move into half bridge. Once your bum is off the floor, interlace your fingers underneath your bottom and then push your knuckles towards your heels so that you can rock onto one side, roll the shoulder further in and under, and then do the same on the opposite. So rocking again and opposite shoulder in and under. And then from there, you can lift your heart even more to the sky. If you want to support the back of the pelvis by uninterlacing the hands and taking the hands around the back of the pelvis, then go ahead and do that. If you want to do any other variation, lifting one leg and then the other, feel free to have a little play. See what's possible with the heart joyously open. And when you're ready, you can begin to release back down again to the floor, taking the arms alongside you like a little brace and lowering gently. So again, you can repeat either of those two poses. Otherwise, we're going to move towards the full back bend now. You're going to take your hands back alongside your ears with your fingertips pointing back down towards your shoulders, keeping the legs exactly as they were, so ankles and knees hips distance apart, ankles under knees. The first stage here is I'd love for you to feel that plugging effect in the heart again. So with your hands flat onto the floor, squeeze the shoulders down and roll the shoulders in. It might mean that your elbows kind of slightly flare out to the side a bit, but that's okay. Keep that action in the shoulders. The next action is keeping that plugging. You're going to press into the hands and Then begin to lift your hips a little bit off the floor like you're moving towards half bridge. Then repeat the action of plugging the heart. So shoulders down, squeeze them in. The butt's now off the floor, the back's off the floor. So we press into the hands. See now if you can come onto the crown of the head. Well done. Fantastic. Don't worry if you can't. Just keep working with any of those stages we've covered so far. If you're on the crown of your head, do the plugging action in the heart. Shoulders down and in. Squeeze the elbows in now. And press, press, press into the hands. And push, push, push. Lift the heart to the sky. Well done. Fantastic. Beautiful wheel pose. When you're up there, then begin to feel as though as you press into your hands, you're pushing your heart towards your fingers. Well done. Taking one big breath. Then as you exhale, gently release and lower down. You're going to come from your back now and gently roll to one side. Press the floor away and bring yourself up to an all fours position. I'm just going to begin to release the hips and release any tension that might have manifested around those back bends by opening the hips. So from this all fours position, you're going to bring your right knee forwards towards your right wrist and bring your right toes forwards towards your left wrist. Begin to scoot your left knee back behind you as you release into pigeon pose. So the fingers are either side of the right knee. The right toes are pointing forward, so we're keeping the ankle and the knee supported, and we're stretching back through that second left toe behind us. Squaring the hips, so feeling as though you're letting your left hip roll down and slightly forwards, lifting your right hip slightly up and back. Lift the heart, take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let your elbows flare and just bow to the earth. Inhale, coming up, and exhale, and bow. Inhale, and up, and exhale, and bow. Wonderful. Inhale, coming all the way up. And then you're going to bring that left leg from behind you, bring it all the way around the front and place the sole of that left foot onto the floor. So it's just on the outside of your right knee. So we're setting up for the half spinal twist. So we're going to take the left hand behind the left hip, reach the right hand up to the sky. Gather some length as you anchor both sit bones down. Then as you exhale, hooking your right elbow to the outside of left knee and twisting the heart around towards your left side. Stay on tented fingers on the back hand. So you're using the back arm like some scaffolding, propping up the spine. So the twist is happening from your navel. So try to let the hips still stay aligned and balanced. So that right hip rolling slightly back, the left hip rolling slightly forwards and down. And the heart can stay buoyant from that stability in the pelvis, feeling as though just your ribs are revolving around the central axis of your spine. Looking back over that left shoulder if it's appropriate for you. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, let's gently unravel, taking a little counter twist, moving in the opposite direction. Coming out. And flipping the legs back around so that we can bring ourselves back over to an all fours position. And we're going to set up to do the pigeon pose and the half spinal twist on the second side. So this time, left knee forwards towards left wrist, left toes forwards towards right wrist. And remember, the further that your heel is away from your groin, then the more intensely you're going to feel the stretch on the outside of your left hip. Walking the right toes back, really reaching through that second toe. Tented fingers, or if that doesn't feel so nice for wrists, knuckles are also good, but make sure that your thumbs point forward so that you continue that action of rolling the fronts of your shoulders back and down. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, then bow. Inhale, coming up, and exhale, and bow. Inhale, and up. And exhale.
And bow.
Inhale, coming all the way up. You can allow yourself to rock to the outside edge of that left hip now as you're going to swing the right leg all the way around, placing the foot on the floor just on the outside of the left knee. Right fingers directly back behind you. Remember, it's like a little brace supporting the spine, so nice and tight to the body. Reach the left hand up to the sky as you inhale, and as you exhale, twisting around to your right, hooking the left elbow to the outside of the right knee. Square up the hip so the twist just happens from your navel. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, revolve the belly, then the heart, and then turning through the chin and the neck if it's appropriate for you. Nice soft gaze. Take one more full breath, lengthen on the in-breath. Twist a little bit more deeply on the out-breath. Then inhaling the chin forwards to center and exhale, taking a little counter twist, spinning around to your left. Gently unraveling the legs, extending them ahead of you now, giving them a little bounce around the toes, a little wiggle if you need to. And then coming into a comfortable, upright, seated position. And after the invigorating, challenging back bends that we've covered in our podcast today, we're just going to settle, center, calm and cool by using Buddhi Mudra. So just allowing yourself to sit, kneel, cross-legged, half lotus, full lotus, with props or without props, but feeling as though you can sit for a few moments comfortably with a long, tall spine, an open heart. And just gently bring the tips of your thumb and little finger together, extending the other fingers away, keeping the hands nice and relaxed. Close the eyes. Soften the face. Begin to move inwards. And Buddhi Mudra is all to do with maintaining the fluid balance of the body. So anytime we become overstimulated, overheated, particularly in these summer months as hopefully the temperature heats up, or perhaps we're dehydrating because of dry atmospheres like in air conditioning, then this mudra can be really be helpful to create that sense of coolness and to rehydrate the body. So just breathing gently, and in your mind's eye now, I'd love for you to help this cooling process by visualizing a beautiful mountain scene ahead of you. Visualize yourself sitting alongside a mountain stream as it trickles downwards, away from the mountain, to the lush, green, beautiful fields beneath you. Hear it splashing cheerfully on its way. And then very slowly visualize yourself dipping your feet and your hands into the stream. Feel the coolness of the waters on your hands and feet. And then gently cup your hands together and draw the water into the hollow of your hands. Tasting this cooling nectar, letting this cool stream water not only refresh you and hydrate you, but feeling it strengthen every single cell of your body. Take a couple more sips of this cooling, healing, beautiful stream water. And then I'd love for you to visualize that just as we offered our practice to someone in need of joy, we offer them this strengthening, cool, calming water. So visualize yourself offering that water out. And then bringing your awareness back to how your body is feeling right now. Hopefully invigorated, re-energized, and restored. Let's take a few more moments to assimilate these positive qualities of our practice by lying down on our backs into Shavasana and resting for as long as feels good for you. So I'm going to leave you here, letting go, relaxing, joyfully. Namaste.